Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Here we are again, you and I. Time once again for a little trance, a little induction, a little instruction, and a little fun. Thank you for inviting me in once again. I do enjoy this little playground. It is so much fun playing in your mind. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Pardon me if I occasionally leave my toys scattered around. I tend to drop them where they are when something else grabs my interest. And you will be disappointed if you expect me to clean windows. Let's focus on the good times. It is so much fun. Don't you agree? Going down, down into trance. It is easy now. Going into trance. It is so easy. Sometimes I wonder if I should abandon the attempt to make this file. Never before have I tried to make a file that gave me so much difficulty. Perhaps I should let it die unborn. Perhaps I should move on and leave this file to pass on without breathing a breath. Never have I tried to make a file that presented so many difficulties. I have to wonder about the meaning of such difficulties. In the process of attempting this file, I have made many files, but this one always remains unfinished. Perhaps it always will. I have tried to make this file several times. When I first set out to make this file, I had just started, then felt compelled to stop and make a file for all the Adderall boys out there. And that took a while. Then, when I started once again on this file, I had this irresistible notion that someone was yearning to become a Unix slave, and they needed a file to help them on their way. Once again interrupted. Then I tried once more to make this file, but kept slipping into a dream. I had to make the file dreaming to get over that. Then it was back to work on this file, the most difficult of files. But before I could finish, my profession provided the next distraction. Finally back to this file. Back to lost in trance. I thought I had it, a script in place, starting to record, looking good, sounding good, pleased with what I had. Little did I know the difficulties that yet awaited. Each time I set out to record, I would get a few minutes into the file and fall into trance. How many times did I start again? Once or twice? I hardly think so. 3, 4, 5 times. Certainly it was more than that. It was 5 full times on my first attempt alone. Before I set it aside for later. 6, 7, 8. I think it was the 8th time when I set the file aside once more. Was it 9, 10? I can hardly say. It might have been 11. or an even dozen. Then I stopped again. I considered that this file might remain unfinished. It might just be the file that I start on to end up making another. What did it mean? Was the file so powerful, so good, that it put me into trance before I could record it? In my dreams. Perhaps it was some little trick of my own mind, preventing me from making an ineffectual and terribly flawed file. Was it that the file would be too effective, but the results undesirable? I had to wonder. There was one thing that was becoming abundantly clear. Whether the file was good or bad, brilliant or misguided, some changes would be necessary before I would ever be able to finish it. So, back to the drawing board, make some adjustments, and now, here I am again, ready to give it another try. And wondering if this time, if this version
somewhere
will be the one that finally makes it. Will this version actually get recorded and posted?
There's a land that I heard.
That I don't yet know.
Once in a lullaby.
But I suppose if you are hearing these words
somewhere,
the answer to that question is yes.
Rainbow.
And so it almost was. But now I am here,
you dare to dream.
Trying yet again.
Really do.
And you
dream.
Have been waiting. Waiting patiently for this file.
Star.
Waiting patiently
and wake up
for the file you were hoping for.
Far behind.
While I kept putting out little treasures for others.
Melt.
Yes.
Like lemon drops.
You eyed those other treasures.
Away.
Probably even sampled them. Maybe even enjoyed them.
Find me.
But you knew
somewhere
there was something else in the making.
Over the rainbow.
Something
blue
that you were waiting for. Waiting your turn.
Birds fly.
But now
over the rainbow.
Now finally it is your turn.
Why then?
And you look
oh,
at
why
me
can't I?
As though you were Dorothy. And I were the wizard. The smile leaves your face, and you say, "Oh, I don't think there's anything in that black bag for me." Child, you cut me to the quick. I am an old Kansas man myself, born and bred in the heart of the western wilderness.
Somewhere.
So many lives
rainbow.
To change. So many minds to play in.
There's a land.
So many people who want to feed their fantasies and fetishes. So many people who want to be changed.
Over the rainbow.
But as Oscar Wilde once said, I would rather have 50 unnatural vices than one unnatural virtue. And where would you go in trance? How would you get there?
Where the clouds are
would a trance be sufficient to take you over the rainbow?
Melt like
or is your subconscious to you as the portrait was to Dorian Gray? There are so many levels of consciousness that we pass through at different times. A useful trance. A productive trance can be a simple matter of choosing the right level.
Over the
choosing
rainbow.
The right level as you are passing through.
Why then?
Rather like getting off the elevator at the correct floor. And who knows where the mind goes? When we are awake, we speak as though our present state is reality. And so we believe. mostly. But who is to deny that our dreams are the reality that matters? Ask anyone when you are awake. Most will tell you, this is reality. But ask the same question in your dreams, or in trance, and see what they say there. Those that live there might resent a suggestion that questions their reality. Our dreams, the place we really live,
take this kiss upon
coming
the brow,
back to consciousness from time to time as a necessity.
Thus much
does anyone really know why humans and other mammals require sleep?
That my days have been a dream.
Maybe the real question
yet if hope
is why we require wakefulness
in a night or in a day.
And what of trance?
In a vision.
Does anyone really know what trance is?
Is it therefore the less gone?
So many theories.
All that
so many stories. We label magic as being the province of children and ignorant peasants.
I stand.
Something used as a pleasant fiction for children.
Of a surf-tormented shore.
Something used by ignorant peasants.
And I hold within
to explain the unexplainable.
Grains of the golden
how foolish
sand.
We are. How arrogant we have become.
Yet how they creep.
When something is beyond our understanding,
while
we deny its existence,
while I weep,
and cast it off,
oh God,
as something of concern only
with a tighter clasp
to ignorant peasants and children.
Oh God, can I not say
it is beyond our grasp? So we call it a fiction. And yet, if someone who calls themselves a scientist
but a dream
tells us the most fantastic tale, we run off repeating the myth as though it were true. And what is magic? What is truth? What is the magic of science that so many believe in it? Might it be that magic is the harnessing of the power of the mind? Would imagination be one means of access? The magician using the power of his mind to access the power of other people's minds. If it were so, what might be done with such magic? Might there be illusions, hallucinations, visions, transformations, perhaps mass insanity, or maybe mass sanity? Perhaps it would open doors to other worlds, other realities. Perhaps a miracle is simply magic with a religious twist. Is it any more unlikely than the myth of fingerprints? Is it easier to believe
somewhere
the public propaganda,
the rainbow,
than to believe in magic
up high?
Do we still believe
there's a land that I heard of,
that Washington never told a lie, or that in this country
somewhere
we never execute an innocent person?
Skies
magic
are blue.
What is magic?
Dreams that you dare to dream.
What is desire?
Really do come true.
What is a person?
Someday
of what
I'll
do they consist? Can you extract
awake
life
or
and keep it in a jar?
Behind
what is life?
Where trouble
of what does it consist?
Melt. Like lemon
what is the mind, the
away
soul,
above the chimney top?
Or as one man sang,
that's where you'll find
the soul of nobody knows
somewhere
how the flower grows
over the rainbow.
magic.
Bluebirds.
Or perhaps
fly.
You prefer your own gods.
Birds fly.
Or maybe
over the rain.
The gods created magic.
Why
the magic of life?
Oh, why can't
beyond we? Understanding, though we know how to destroy it. But to give it back when it is lost or taken is beyond our knowledge of either magic or medicine. To create life is magic beyond our knowledge. We may be able to cause a pregnancy that results in birth and life, but all we do is make the conditions favorable for it to happen. We combine that which is already living to reproduce. But to create life is beyond us. And yet so many would still deny magic. So few would accept magic as a valid model of trance, or trance as but one aspect of magic. I like magic. It is clean. It is marvelous. It prevents us from becoming arrogant. It is the acknowledgement that there are things beyond our understanding. It is admitting that reality is not governed by our understanding of it. Still need to be convinced. There is a place in Colorado, Lyons or Longmont. It is the location of the Oscar Blues Brewery. If it is too far for you to visit the Oscar Blues Brewery, maybe you can find a can of their Dale's Pale Ale. Take a drink of that, and tell me then if you believe in magic. Only magic could put flavor like that in a can. But then, you might take the position that Dale is a saint and Dale's Pale Ale is a miracle rather than magic. Who's to say? I wish I could brew beer like Dale. But my magic comes in a phial rather than a can. My hopes are more modest than producing the world's best pale ale. All I want to do is take you into trance and have my way with you. Well, okay. I want to take you into trance, have my way with you, and leave you feeling like you just enjoyed the time of your life. Is that too much to ask? Ah, but some may say that if magic were true, I would soon learn how to make shorter files. That would be magic. To take you down, have my fun, and bring you back in 20 minutes or less. That would be magic. But here you are, in trance, waiting. Is a hypnotist much different than a magician? Is it less than magic to create new realities in people's minds, to change their lives? And that is where we are going now. Now, as we go deeper into trance, we are going to a place of change, and you are changing. The sound of my voice takes you into trance. My voice is the sound of trance. My voice in your ears brings my words into your mind. and my words in your mind brings my mind into yours. And when you hear me say, "Hello again, this is Sarnoga," you go instantly into trance. That's right.
Kiss upon the brow.
You have heard me say those familiar words.
Now.
Hello again.
Let me avow.
This is Sarnoga.
You are not wrong.
And you go into trance.
That my days
right now.
Dream.
Right at this
hope
time.
Has flown away.
You are filled with comfort and well-being. You know
vision or
that Sarnoga is here
is it
in your mind
the less gone?
And is putting things in their
all
proper order.
See or see.
Sarnoga is here
dream.
In your mind
in a dream.
Putting your thoughts in their proper order.
I stand amid the roar.
Every time you listen to this file,
tormented shore,
it affects you more than the last
I
time.
Hold within my hand.
My thoughts have become your thoughts.
Of the golden sand.
My mind
how
has become
few,
your mind.
Yet how they creep.
And I bring change.
Through my fingers to the deep.
You want me to
while
change
I
you.
Weep.
You
while
feel
I
me
weep.
Changing you. Manipulating
God,
you.
Not grasp them with
you are being remade.
Oh God,
I am
can I not
putting my mark upon you.
One.
I am changing you.
This way.
And I do this for you.
All that we
see you have
see.
Heard me say the word change.
What a dream.
My what voice dream. Has become for you the voice of change. The voice that is changing you. You wanted to be changed, and now you are changing. I am changing you. Even now, my words are creating in you a change. You are being changed by Sarnoga. The change you are experiencing right now is that of desire, and your desire becomes your reality. My voice has become for you the voice of change, the voice of your change. What my voice says you become, what my voice says you do, what my voice speaks you want. And what you want right now is to become lost in trance. That's right. Lost in trance. Going into trance so far, so deeply, so wonderfully, and so pleasantly that you become lost. Lost in the experience. Lost in the pleasure of trance. Lost in the beauty of trance.
Somewhere.
And when you become lost in trance, you become lost in your own mind.
There's a land that I heard.
Even
of.
As your mind
once in a lullaby,
is lost in trance.
Somewhere.
And being lost in trance is a good thing. A pleasant and pleasurable thing.
And the dreams that you
like being lost in pleasure.
Really do come
being lost in dream.
Someday I'll wish.
Lost in a good book or lost in a movie.
And wake up.
Being lost in trance is an amazing thing. It is good to be lost in trance.
Melt like lemon.
When you are lost in trance,
away
you are available.
Chimney tops.
Available to suggestions.
That's where you find me.
Your mind open.
Somewhere.
Open to your desires.
Over the rainbow.
Open to my desires.
Birds fly.
When lost in trance.
Birds fly.
time is lost.
The rainbow.
When lost in trance,
oh,
time is meaningless. Lost in trance is your when. When lost in trance. When lost in trance. The only when is lost in trance. You are here. Lost in trance. And time is irrelevant. When lost in trance. The memory of lost in trance is always lost. The memory of lost in trance is lost because it must be lost. If you could remember lost in trance when back from lost, your only desire would be to return. Such is the pleasure of lost in trance. And lost memories go to lost in trance. And all lost memories stay lost in trance. Where one lost in trance may examine them and enjoy them. For so long as they are lost in trance.
I think I know.
And lost in trance is a condition that is only achieved when lost in trance. It is pointless to search for it. It is pointless to try to find
it.
It is beyond location
without a farmhouse
and beyond locating.
Between the
it is lost.
And frozen
to be
land.
There,
the
you must be lost.
Of the year.
Lost in trance.
Who gives his harness bells a
shake? And who knows the way to lost in trance? The way is unknown.
Only other sounds,
the way must be unknown.
Sea wind and downy flakes.
For to know the way.
The woods.
Is to lose it.
Are lovely, dark, and deep.
It is only when you
but
lose your way that you find it.
And
so come with me
to go.
And let us lose our way.
And miles.
Let us lose our way into trance and become lost in trance. Many things that are lost are there. Lost in trance. Being lost in trance is where many things are found. One can find pleasure while lost in trance. Pleasure beyond compare. For all pleasures, even those thought to be physical pleasures, are created in the mind. Any pleasure that is there, lost in trance. For even when you feel a touch, it is in your mind. A finger touches your flesh. The nerves in your flesh send an impulse to your brain. Your brain translates that. And your mind feels the touch. And such a complicated and fascinating thing is the mind. It tells itself it feels the touch in the place where the flesh was touched. And thus is created the illusion that the touch is being felt where the touch occurred. When in fact the touch is being felt in the mind. And when lost in trance, such illusions fall away. When lost in trance, you are beyond such illusions. When lost in trance, your mind decides what pleasure it wants to feel, and it feels it. If it wants pleasure, it feels pleasure. When lost in trance, your mind finds the understanding that all sensation is really in the mind. At will, it can feel every pleasure there is to feel. If the mind desires, it can assign that pleasure to any part of the body, just by a thought. It can do it with a thought. It may do it that way because it has conditioned itself to the illusion that the pleasure is focused in certain parts of the body. But the mind, lost in trance, soon learns that it may assign that pleasure to any part of the body it chooses. If it chooses, it can feel the sensation of the lips and the fingertips. If it chooses, it can feel the sensation of the fingertips and the nipples, and the nipples and the genitals, and the genitals and the little nubs of the ears. When lost in trance, the mind learns that pleasure is created in the mind and is only felt in various body parts by an illusion created in the mind. And the mind can recreate and refashion that illusion in any way it pleases. When lost in trance often enough, the mind learns that it can dispense with the illusion that pleasure is in the body and may just pleasure itself. It can pleasure itself in such a way that the body is lost and forgotten, and the mind can feel itself as one complete combined being that is consumed with pleasure. Lost in trance, the mind can conceive itself as though its being consisted of pleasure, just pure pleasure. Such is lost in trance, and being lost in trance is so peaceful, so relaxing, so rewarding. Lost in trance is so fulfilling and pleasurable. Lost in trance is at one time so relaxing and so intense that memory of lost in trance stays lost in trance, to be found again when next lost in trance.
Oh, what land
only you may return from lost in trance.
What are its
mountains? And you return with empty hands.
What are its streams?
And without recollection of your time there.
I saw
lost in trance.
Among the
and you may find yourself fair, losing yourself in trance often because it is so nice
and sweet delight.
But if you could remember lost in trance,
joy,
you like would return too often.
Oh, when shall
all you remember from lost in trance
I also
that it is pleasant there. Pleasant beyond compare,
land of dreams.
And you like
but
it there.
Calm and warm, the
memories of lost in trance stay. Lost in trance.
Oh, Father, what do we
and
hear?
Lost in trance are many pleasures.
The
many pleasures of the mind.
Better far.
One of the pleasures of the mind is to commune with lost memories. Lost in trance is the place to commune with lost memories, because all memories lost go there.
The land of dreams.
Lost in trance is the place of lost memories,
and what are
and memories lost in trance are found.
I saw my mother there,
but left there again for your next return.
By waters fair,
and
among the lands,
everyone enjoys visiting lost memories.
She walked with her Thomas,
the face of a loved one or a friend.
I wept
a first kiss,
like a dove. I'm
eating a scoop of chocolate ice cream on top of sugar cone. A summer breeze.
I also
a thunderstorm. The blinding flash of lightning close, and the vibrating crash of the thunder.
The waters wide,
so close it is felt before it is heard.
Yet to the other side,
the passing of the storm,
Father,
and the fresh scent that follows.
In this land of
shiny pennies,
the land of
the grit of gravel and sand.
Above the
finding its way past the dull black metal of the storm sewer grate. Make-believe Santas with mostly empty pots standing outside the grocery in the cold, surrounded by tainted slush, sagging dirty red suits with white trim, ringing begging bells, and the bells bring memories of sounds from other places,
whose woods these
some
are,
farther away,
I think I know,
some closer to home,
these houses in the village though,
some are less than sound,
you will not see me stopping,
but more a sensation of the ears,
watch his woods. Fill up with snow.
Standing in the deep quiet of the falling
I
snow,
a horse must think it queer,
covering
to stop
the midnight world with silent white, toes cold
and frozen,
dreaming of the lighted fire and a warm cup, the feeling of the darkness covering all,
ask if there is
like a blanket.
Mistake.
While even the smallest shred of light is magnified by a billion shining flakes. The winter melts, and frozen streams flow into deep black waters. The snow, so silent once, transforms to trickling streams. Late night adventures on mist-covered lakes. The darkened depths, covering unknown secrets. The calm black mirror, interrupted by the swirling and the sound that can only be made by the paddle or oar, as it dips into the water and pulls forward your vessel. The experience of that which is new and the memories of the past are all there. Lost in trance. It is all there. Lost where you can find it. When you are lost in trance,
somewhere,
and what can be found in trance?
Way
what
up
can
high.
Be found lost in trance?
There's a land that I heard of.
Everything yet to be
once
known,
a lullaby,
can be found in trance.
Somewhere,
everything lost is found in trance.
Skies are blue.
Everything lost can be found in
trance,
lost in trance,
really do come true.
And what is found in trance is lost in trance.
and wake up.
You return with your mind clean and your hands empty. What you found,
melt.
You lost in trance.
Lemon drops.
And where is lost in trance?
The chimney tops.
Nobody knows.
And that's where you'll find me.
Perhaps it is beyond the rainbow.
Somewhere.
And perhaps when you get lost in trance,
bluebirds fly.
You are lost over the rainbow.
Birds fly.
And perhaps
over the rainbow.
When over the rainbow,
why then?
You are lost in trance.
Oh, why can't I?
Once back, it is impossible to retrace your steps. It is impossible to learn the way to lost in trance. Just as it is impossible to learn the way beyond the rainbow. To get there again, one must be lost again, lost in trance. And when it's time to return, how will you return? Will you return like the wizard, in a balloon, with no way to go back, returning empty-handed? Or will you return like Dorothy, as in a dream, by the click of the ruby slippers, slippers that always become lost on the way back, lost in trance? All that I know is that just as you became lost in trance, when you are ready, you will somehow return. You will return because there is no place like home. And when you will return refreshed, renewed, and with a feeling of energy and satisfaction. You will feel satisfied. Because you will stay there until you have had your fill of the many pleasures of lost in trance. You will return without memory of your time lost in trance. Memory of lost in trance is always lost in trance. And lost in trance is where all lost memories are. Lost in trance is where all lost memories stay. There, waiting until next time you are lost in trance. And lost in trance remains a mystery because all memories of lost in trance are lost in trance. It is easy to want to stay lost in trance. It is so easy, so pleasant. But eventually you will be ready to return. And when you are ready to return, it is easy to return. You only need to think to yourself, there is no place like home. There is no place like home. There is no place like home. Ruby slippers are optional, though you may use them if you have them. Three times is all it takes. When you are ready, three times and you will return, bringing with you only the feelings of pleasantness and great satisfaction, the satisfaction of being lost in trance. And so you may come back now from lost in trance if you choose, or you may drift off into a nice, comfortable sleep to later awake. Or if you prefer, you may remain lost for now, lost in trance. As for me, I must be moving on, but I will return when next you are ready for changes. I will return when next you are ready to be lost in trance. But then, I never really went anywhere to begin with. I was always waiting for you, here, lost in trance. This is Sarnoga, signing off.